This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 to Pentecost Saturday, variable C. To be used only if there is a 23 Pentecost Sunday, otherwise skip to 27 Pentecost. First posted October 30th, 2010. Matthew 18:23-35 on forgiveness. Background: Peter asked Jesus how often Peter should forgive someone, and Jesus had replied that Peter should forgive others as often as necessary. Matthew 18:21-22. Paraphrase: Jesus told a parable to illustrate forgiveness, comparing it to the forgiveness of God. A king wanted to settle accounts with his servants, and called them to him one by one for a reckoning. One of them owed the king 10,000 talents, worth about $1,000 in 1962. Since the servant was unable to repay the debt, the king ordered the servant and the servant's family sold into slavery in order to repay the debt. The servant fell to his knees and begged the king to have patience, promising to repay the king as soon as he could. The king had pity for his servant, released him, and forgave the debt. When the servant was released, he passed by other servants waiting for their own accounting, and the forgiven servant saw another servant who owed him 100 denarii, each denarii is worth about a day's wages for common laborers, about 20 cents, $20, total. The forgiven servant demanded payment of his fellow servant, who begged for patience and promised to repay, as the forgiven servant had begged the king. The forgiven servant refused his fellow servant's plea for forgiveness, and had him thrown in jail until the debt could be repaid. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were distressed very much, and reported to their lord, the king, what had taken place. Then the lord summoned the forgiven debtor and chastised him for not showing similar mercy to his fellow servant that he had received from the king. The king, in anger, delivered the once forgiven debtor to jail until he could repay, as the forgiven debtor had sentenced his fellow servant. Jesus declared that God the Father would do the same to us if we do not sincerely forgive our brethren. Commentary: when we begin to realize and treasure the forgiveness the Lord, the Eternal King, has given us in Jesus Christ, we begin to understand that forgiving our brethren is not too difficult or costly for us. God the Father is the King to whom we owe an unrepayable debt. The only way we can show our gratitude is by forgiving others. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-14, given to his disciples by Jesus, makes it clear that our forgiveness from God is conditional upon our forgiveness of others. Matthew 6:12-14-15. How can a person, placed in jail for non-payment of debts, be able to repay them? How can a person whose entire family has been sold into slavery repay his debt, except by the price of his family's slavery? We are all in jail, by the ruler of this present world, Satan, for our debts, sins, disobedience of God's word. Jesus came and died on the cross as the only blood sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of all our debts. By faith, obedient trust in Jesus, we are released from jail, and all our debts are forgiven. We are the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether we acknowledge his lordship or not. Philippians 2:10-11, whom God appointed to be the eternal king of God's kingdom. Matthew 28:18. If they are not treated with mercy, as we all have been through Jesus Christ, the Lord will require the same punishment and lack of mercy for us that we have given to our fellow servants. There is a day of judgment coming when all the living, quickened, and dead, 1 Peter 4:5, in both spiritual and physical senses, will be accountable to the eternal King, Jesus Christ. Jesus has promised to return, and has been appointed by God the Father to be the righteous judge and the standard of judgment by which all will be judged. Those who have accepted by faith, obedient trust, the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, who have accepted him as their Lord, will have been born again in this lifetime and will enter eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. Those who have rejected or failed to accept Jesus as Lord will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.